Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Self Love Sessions. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about high value people as you're dating. And even if you're married, I want you to reflect on a high value person so that you can reflect on your own self and also you can reflect on who you're actually interacting with in your home and how that feels for you. And the other thing that we're going to discuss is sex after self-love and the application of that and the transformation that comes as a result of your self-love experience. So let's dive in. As you know, or you may not know if you're new to this this show, I help leaders and entrepreneurs take back control and confidence in their life. They implement self-love so they can go back into the world and do the work that they created and they're committed to doing in their community. Oftentimes, entrepreneurs and leaders and parents and those that look up to us as we're influencers and going out there and doing the damn thing, there are things that happen in the background. And as we're building our empire and we're building the life that we desire to have, there are stumbling blocks and perception shifts and identity changes that need to take place. And you'll find that in this show, we conquer and tackle the most pressing issues to get you back on board and ready to go back into the world and do the things that you came here to do. We're going to clean up the background so you can go back in the limelight and do the damn thing. All right. So let's dive in to today's episode. We're going to talk about, in the next coming weeks, of course, relationship things and love. And I know we had quite a few episodes recently about money and business. And I want to recalibrate a little bit because I know that there's some things that are happening for you in the background. So let's first talk about a high value person, because when you go through my self-love therapy program and course, it's an online experience, and you can always have sessions added to that if you desire. But if you want to just go gung-ho on your on-demand downloads and listen and watch and go through your experience, that's perfectly fine. So once you work through all of those things, some of the things that you might have issues with is having sex with people that you don't know now or wanting to, right? And it's different when you fantasize. Like, fantasizing is something different. It's in your mind. You have this connection. You feel a deeper intimacy even in the connection. Sometimes that doesn't really exist in real life because you don't know them, because you haven't talked to them, because you haven't interacted with them. And you create this story and this dialogue within your own mind. And it works perfectly. But when it's time to actually go do it, you're like, I don't even know this person. I can't give them my body. It's it can be very liberating to realize that, but it could be very, very annoying because you have personal needs that need to be met, right? Like, you want to be played with, you want to be cared for, you want to be touched, you want to be admired and enjoyed, and you want to offer the same thing to the other person. And if you're in a relationship that you feel like you can't have the kind of love life that you desire, it's probably because two or more things. You're not a high value person, or you're missing some components that can label you as a high value person, where you can label yourself, and or your partner is not a high value person. And that can be so detrimental to the connection that is in the intimacy realm, and the sexual connection is just severed. So let's talk about some of the list of the traits of a high value person, a high value man or high value woman. And let's start with honesty. That's the very first one. A high value man and woman or person is honest and stands by their word. right? They're honest. They tell the truth. They don't hide secrets. They don't have like these missing pieces where there it creates a disconnect between who they are and who you believe, who they allow you to believe that they are. And that, whether they think they're doing you a favor or not, it still shows up in the energetic realm. And if you're a high value person, you're going to pick up on that energy. You're going to pick up on that exchange, and your body is just going to start saying no, no to this, no. And you're going to start feeling the rejection of participating because the level of honesty is either non-existent or very, very on the lower spectrum of a healthy relationship and bond. The second thing I want to touch on is integrity. Integrity means a high value man or woman or person has morals and always stands up for them. Morals are where you're like, no, you have your moral compass and you justify and qualify what is right and wrong or healthy or unhealthy. And you care for the other person and you care for yourself and you're looking to be a safe person to love, which means that you have to live up to a specific type of standard that you set for yourself. If you see that someone's not living up to a certain standard, then it's gonna be like this feeling of disconnect again, and you're just gonna feel unsafe in the bond or in the connection. The third thing I wanna touch on here is confidence. A high value man or woman is confident, or person is confident without appearing egotistical. Now, we all have like this confident vibe and we have a strut, right? But confidence is also knowing and loving and trusting that you are who you say you are, and you're not appearing and putting on a show using your external body, you know, this external form to justify the confidence. Rather, the confidence is in your ability to self-modify, self-regulate, reset, and show up in a powerful premium way as a human being in this world. The fourth thing I want to touch on here is intelligence. This is so important because intelligence is so sexy and so motivating and so delicious. And if someone has a beautiful package on the outside, but they don't bring the level and quality of intelligence, your mind won't be stimulated in the way that it's designed to be stimulated. You won't feel the craving and the passion, and the sex will be different when a person has the intelligence. And also, let's break intelligence down briefly here. Intelligence, yeah, we're talking about smarts. We're talking about ability to talk about things that you're knowledgeable about and you're confident in the field, those quality traits, right? Like really stimulating someone else with your words and with your thought process and with your expression of self. And then there's intelligence that comes from an emotional place. Is a person emotionally intelligent and emotionally available? Great sex and great interaction comes with emotional intelligence. When someone offers emotional intelligence, your body will respond in such a beautiful, delicious way that you've never felt before. Maybe you have, and that's why you might be craving that to this day, where you're like, damn, that emotional intelligence really gets me wet, really gets me in a position where I'm wanting to, you know, XYZ, you know what I mean? Get on my knees, jump for joy. No, I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there at this point, but you get the point, right? Emotional intelligence, creating an opportunity and an environment of emotional safety. And when you do that, it leads to such a premium, powerful bond and connection. And you really want to say yes and entertaining that kind of relationship. When you don't feel that, when you don't see that, your body is going to respond. Your body will tell you, this is not a safe place. This person doesn't really like you. Look how they behave. Look how they talk to you. Look who they are. Look how they show up. And when you see that, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't participate in an exchange of energy because this person doesn't even really like me. So When you really listen to what people are saying and how they treat you and what they do, you can then qualify whether or not the interaction is justified. So let's move on to number five. It's this high-value person supports other people. High-value men or women, they don't put themselves above all others. They keep their ego in check and understand the importance of supporting people around them. Someone who actually loves people. And it's so important when you see that, you're like, wow, okay, that's some next level stuff. And I love that. And it makes me feel very much wanting to connect with you in a biological way, right? All right, the next one I have for you is number six, loyalty. Loyalty is crucial and critical because a high value man, woman, or person wants to show their family and friends that they care about them. They want to show their partner that they care about them. They want to show their partner that they like, they're very much interested, and they want to get to know their partner because we're always changing, right? And even with your children, are you a high value person with your children? Like, do you support them? Do you support their goals, their vision, their love? Like, are you loyal to them, right? Are you loyal? Which is number six, loyalty. Loyalty is crucial because a high value person wants to show their family that they are loyal, that they are only about them. Like, you can trust me. My mind is here. My heart is here. My body is here. I'm here. Energetically, I'm here. I am loyal to this connection. I'm loyal to this interaction. And I want to do anything and everything to ensure its safety, its success, its productivity. Number seven, physical health. A high value person cares about their physical health. You don't have to be classically handsome or beautiful to be a high value person, but you should look after your physical health to ensure you're in the best shape possible, eating healthy, exercising. And we're not talking about curvaceous shape or masculine shape that just looks delicious. We're just talking about a shape that feels good for you and makes you feel absolutely in optimum performance as much as possible. Eating healthy, exercising, using ice bathtubs, meditation, all can improve your physical health, your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, energetic health, right? And that's what's important. As you may know, I'm a health psychologist, so we do touch on all things that relate to health when it comes to all the things that make all the components that create you, like your mind, your body, your spirit, your heart, your energy, all those things mean something, and your physical body, right? Okay, number eight. Number seven, when someone cares about their physical appearance and they maintain their physical appearance, it is so attractive, it's so delicious, and it does definitely make things even more sexy in the bedroom. And you feel sexy. And then when you compliment each other's physical appearance, it can really just affirm the bond and affirm the love. And it definitely creates an even higher value, more delicious sexual experience. You'll notice that sex dwindles if there's no love, if there's no affirmation, if there's no spoken word or touch, then the sex will pretty much remove itself from the connection. So it's very, very important to also maintain your physical appearance because your partner is there watching, looking, and wanting to, you know, and it's not like you're not allowed to look like a grandma in the house. Like, that's not fair, right? Go look like a grandma at least once a week, twice a week, three times a week, right? So I watched this documentary with J-Lo. She was making her latest movie. And I love how she tells Ben, you know, her husband, she's like, I know I look like a grandma sometimes around the house. And I started laughing because I'm like, yes to looking like a grandma around the house. And then she said, but I noticed, like, you perk up when I get all dolled up. Like she does all the things. And he loves both versions of her. And he literally cut her off and he was like, oh, stop it. You're always beautiful. Like, it doesn't matter. And she's in her 50s. She has her glasses on, right? Her hair probably looks all crazy. I've seen her hair super crazy without the extensions, without all the other stuff. It's not the J-Lo that we see, the on J-Lo, right? And we all have an on version of us, and then we have an off version of us. And it's so, when we have our partner show us love when our off version of us exists, it makes everything so much sweeter and more delicious. So if in fact you see your partner in their off moments, I want you to give even more love, even more affection, even more affirmation. Turn up the juice. Like, make them feel so amazing because they're going to perform so differently in the bedroom. They're going to perform differently in the relationship on the daily basis with task or maintaining the household. Like, they're just going to feel so alive and motivated. When we don't water plants, they start to die and dwindle, and they have leaves that start to look like dead leaves, and they look like they're dying, and you're like, okay, this doesn't look beautiful anymore. So when we pour into our partner, when we say the things, that is us bringing the plant alive, and then it looks even more beautiful, and you're like, yes, this is what I want. And you might want that, but it takes adjustment, and it takes you saying something out of love and respect and kindness and joy and really being the high value person where you take control of the situation that you see that is dying and you do something about it in a positive, premium way. Okay, number 8 is eating well. A high value man or woman or person doesn't need to stick to a specific diet per se, because I change up my diet quite a bit, but they monitor the foods that they eat and choose wisely. Here's the thing with this part. I love playing around with food, and I'm a high value person. I qualify and classify myself as a high value person. A high value person, again, doesn't always stick to or need to stick to a specific diet. They monitor the food that they eat and choose wisely. So I might eat a meal that is of a poor quality, right? Or has high sodium, or is a little bit on the sweeter side than I anticipated or wanted. But I monitor how often I do it. I monitor what time of day I do it. And if I do it like in the evening times, I'm definitely knowing that I'm very conscious of it, and it's not something that I will do often, right? Especially like sugar and sweets. I don't do those things late at night or at night, period. You won't really see me having something sweet after 5 o'clock usually, unless it's like a date night, and it may be like a dinner, which I haven't participated in that kind of thing in a while, where I'm eating dessert late. I have had higher sodium meals. I usually will do them at the end of the day, only because I know my body's going to reset by the next morning, and at least it doesn't bloat me my whole day. Like, the last thing I want to do is eat pasta at noon and then be bloated the whole day. So, and that's if I have something to do later on in the evening, right? But if I don't have anything to do later on in the evening, I'm definitely eating pasta midday instead of the end of day, right? So I'm kind of like playing around with how my body responds, how I feel, what I am requiring myself to look like, depending on where I have to go, and just kind of playing with times. So a high value person is just someone who monitors, at least, you know, monitors their food, chooses wisely, lives more on the healthy spectrum, does play and have a good time. Don't judge yourself for having a good time eating a delicious, like I probably still won't eat a slice of pizza today, but I have been wanting a slice of pizza, just at least one slice, for like over a month. And even though I play with the thought and I fantasize, I'm like, that would be so good right now. Like a cheese pizza, just like, I don't need all the extra stuff. I just want to taste a New York slice pizza. And just like So even though you might play, see, if you play with it in your mind, eventually you will do it, right? So you want to be careful with how much you think about something or a person, because at some point you will move or shift in that direction and move further away from where you feel safe or you feel is of high regard for you. Okay, number 9, well-dressed. A high-value person is always interested in being well-dressed. And you don't need to spend your entire budget on designer clothes, but a high-value man or woman or person wears clean clothes that fit well. That is all. It doesn't have to be name brand. It just has to feel good. It has to be clean. And it has to fit well, right? It has to, you know, you complement your body frame, you know your body frame, and you play with that body frame with clothing that complements you. All right, number 10, good hygiene. Super important. A high value person takes care of themselves to ensure that they smell and look good, whether it's brushing and flossing their teeth, right? Some of you might brush and they're not often flossing. Please floss. I floss twice or three times a day sometimes, depending on, you know, what my day looks like. It's always twice though, at least minimum. And wearing cologne or perfume or some kind of like body mist, something that's not too strong, right? Like you don't want to overpower the room and have people kind of be like, okay, what's all that about? Just something very like nice and clean. Most of the time I don't wear anything, but I do make sure that my clothes are clean and they smell good. So when I wear them, I'm just always in a clean smelling, neutral fragrance. And I feel like that definitely attracts high value people. I'll have to say this though, when you wear cologne perfume and it's not so like smack you in the face, punch you in the gut smell, I feel like it definitely will turn heads and it definitely makes you like, like that person smells so good. Oh my goodness. What is this? What's going on here? And it stimulates the body. So if you're in a marriage or you're in a relationship, you know, smell delicious or smell clean at least. And go around your partner and hug your partner and connect with your partner. I want you both to smell each other like dogs smell each other's asses. Smell each other. Like there's something when you use your 5, 6 senses, 7 senses, right? However many they've discovered at this point. Using your at least 5 senses to connect with your partner. So you have smell, right? You can't smell them if you're always staying away from them. Like, what the fuck is this, right? But smell your partner, smell their hair, their skin. That's why you have to make sure your hair's clean, your skin is clean. Obviously, you're going to have days where you're like, my hair's greasy today. Like, you know, why don't you smell my neck instead, right? Or smell my arm or something. And really just have that good, clean hygiene, smelling good, looking good. Whether it's, again, brushing your teeth, wearing cologne, or regularly washing your clothes. All right, number 11 is employed. And I'm going to go through these a little bit quick because we have quite a few here. Oh my God, there's so many. All right, so employed is another high-value person has a job or career or income because they want to make their way in the world. And they want to support their family. They want to experience a beautiful, happy life. And they want to be able to afford and help or give to their loved ones. That is the beauty and sexiness of a high-value person. I love, love, love when people give away money. It's just so, it's such a turn-on, right? Okay, number 12, works hard. Whether you love or hate your job or you know, whatever it is for you, you understand the importance of working hard and doing what you need to do and being productive and being a team player. Whether it's being a team player in your relationship or being a team player in your career or professional life, you want to make sure that you work hard at it and feel productive to ensure that everything gets done and the success of your professional career or your love life is in order and feels good for you and your partner, or for you if you're single and looking for love. Okay, Number 13 is lives well. You don't need to spend all of your money buying fancy cars or the latest tech, but a high value man or woman lives well. They prioritize their needs and wants, so they live in a decent life or have a decent life. Okay, number 14 is values. This is a list of values that gives you an idea of things to prioritize a high value man or woman, but you also have core beliefs to represent and embody for others. So staying true to your moral self, regardless of what anyone around you does or says, is very important. And who you show up as in secret when no one's around is very important for you as a high value person. All right, number 15 is cares. A high value man or woman or person isn't afraid to show that they care. They're not worried about people or worried about if people will brush them off or be too emotional, because they are loyal and love those people no matter what. And they love themselves no matter what. Okay, number 16, which is something I'm working on right now, is flexibility. Many people think the world is black and white, but a high value man or woman or person knows that flexibility is essential. Instead of staying rigid in your beliefs, be adaptable with knowledge and change. So that's flexibility, not only in your physical body, but also in your mind and your thought process, being willing to self-modify. All right, let's move on. I'm going to skip some of these. I'm going to kind of just touch on them and speak a little bit about on that list. So here we go. All right. Number 17 is curious. Curiosity plays into flexibility because a high value person also wants to learn more, and they never think that they know it all, and they're looking to seek for answers to their questions. Number 18 is manages anger. Everyone gets anger, but a high value person never lets their emotions crack their composure. I want to kind of challenge this thought process, because I feel like sometimes your emotions might crack your composure and it might be necessary. So kind of play with that one. As long as you feel at the end of the day like you're good, then I say honor that. Okay, number 19 is creative. We'll talk more about that in another episode. Number 20 is forgives. And a high value person never holds grudges against the other person, always forgives. Though they remember what happened and react accordingly in the future, they are always in position to love. Number 21 is generosity, which means that you're willing to help others instead of hoarding your resources to get ahead. You don't let anyone take advantage of you, but you help when you can. All right, number 22, balances life. I think we kind of get that one, right? Number 23, constantly improves, kind of self-explanatory. So as I close here, I just want to share with you that when you have these traits, 23 traits of a high value person, when you have this and you show up in this way, again, your sex life will be so premium and so delicious, and you'll have the connection that you've been craving for so long. All right, now, my loves, that's what I wanted to share with you. I know it was a quick episode, but we did lean up to 30 minutes, which is kind of like my point. I like doing episodes that lead up to about 30 minutes. So I think we did good. I hope that this really helps you. Now, this list, I want you to learn this list, and I want you to show up as this list. Okay, if this is what you desire. But also, I want you to reflect the people in your life against this list to ensure that you qualify them into your life and in your environment, because your environment is so important. And I know we've been talking about environment for weeks now. So this is just another last component, and it's really identifying high value people that you can have in your life and make your life so much better. All right. I will talk to you in our next episode. Thank you again for listening. I'm Dr. Elsie Blass from elsieblass.com. You are listening to Self Love Sessions, and I'll leave you with this last piece here. Remember, I always leave you with a journaling prompt, and the journaling prompt is, I classify myself as a high value person because I currently implement And then I want you to fill in the blank with the ones that I've listed that you already implement. And I want you to celebrate that because you're on the right track. And if there's anything that you're missing from that list, don't feel bad about it. We know better when we do better when we know better, right? So just go ahead and reflect on that list. See which one, just one, that you like to implement or change or transform this week and add that to your list. This is going to help you build self-confidence and raise your self-worth and your self-esteem, which in fact will then attract new, fresh people on that high value plane that you are already aligned with and that you crave, but you haven't met yet. I will talk to you in our next episode. Thank you again, and bye for now.